Alright guys, so this is Pablo Yerbuis Vargas, your host for the PFL Music Podcast. This is episode number 111. I had to use shave tomorrow morning before I go to work. I feel like I can just do a ponytail on my head. So this is the episode 111. Again, a little bit late, but we're here. The important thing is that we're here. Make sure that you listen to the podcast on YouTube, Rumble, and BitChute. Just make sure that you subscribe. Very important. That way you can just receive all my notifications. If you listen to the podcast in Anchor.fm, a lot of people are clicking. Love the fact that a lot of people are tuning in. I really appreciate it. I know a lot of these topics can be identified. And, you know, you can share the content with your friends, family. And, you know, and make sure that you listen to the other episodes as well. I know a lot of people have to work out sometimes when you're trying to listen to a podcast through YouTube, you know, ads start popping up and stuff like that. Hey, just go to the anchor.fm and in the link down below and just listen to the podcast. It's straight on 18 to 20 minutes of just me talking and no ads popping up in none of these websites. But, you know, I have to eat. So that's why I have ads. So today's podcast is number 111. And the topic for the podcast today is stop doubting yourself and make it happen. Stop doubting yourself and make it happen. So let's just define again. So what is self-doubt, right? What is that? What is that thing, right? You hear that thing all over the place. You hear that thing, you know, everywhere. Motivational speakers, Tony Robbins, Jordan Peterson. I mean, the researchers, the billionaires, they talk always meditation, religion. They talk about self-doubt, right? What is that? Self-doubt is just the lack of confidence in oneself or one's ability, right? So you have a lack of confidence. And this go back in the days, right? This is not something new. And I'm going to just say one of the verses in the Bible. If you look at the Philippians 4:6. So it's, what is it? Verse, I don't know how to say it in English, but it's 4. And then you look for the 6th paragraph, I think, from that 4. I don't know how to say it. Whatever. So Philippians 4:6 says, don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Tell God what you need and thank Him for all He has done. Then you will experience God's peace, which exceeds anything we can understand. His peace will guard your hearts and minds as you live in Christ Jesus. Okay, so what does that mean, right? And there's a lot of them. You have Philippians, you have Mark 11:22-24, right? Have faith in God, right? Truly, I tell you, if anyone says to this mountain, go throw yourself into the sea, and does not doubt in their heart, but believe that what they say will happen, it will be done for them. Therefore, I tell you, whatever you ask for in prayer, believe that I have received it, and I will be yours. Right? So, all this is about trusting, having faith, and your belief that things can happen. Right? So, let's just go back to the beginning. What is self-doubt, right? Let's start from that. How do you create that? Why that happened, right? What are the signs? Yeah. So first of all, the signs in the beginning could be that you never have any process in your life and you never have a process of winning or success in early childhood. Let's start from there. When you were a kid, you never exceed in anything. So you never went through that process of seeing what can be done or what could you achieve as a kid. Now, therefore, not having that experience, you never understood what was having trust in yourself. Okay. Secondly, of course, family and teachers and friends, they tell you cannot do things. You're a loser. You're never going to do this. Just get a job and you stay in that job. Our friends say, you live in this little small town. What do you think you are? you're never going to achieve anything, right? Right. Those things really, by time, are just seed being planted. You don't notice that, but if you go and try to just even write down your thought, you're going to notice, right, that all these ideas didn't come from out of nowhere, right? These things were planted very, very early in your life, but you never noticed because you just allow that thought, right, to ingrain, of course, and manifest through the years, right? You never spoke about it. You never understood it. So now that you already have it in your mind, you really don't know why that happened, but it's happening. Next one is seeking advice from losers, okay? And this is the worst. We tend to think that losers will tell us, they're going to show us how to be winners. Losers are going to tell us how to be winner. Think about that. How ridiculous that is, right? You want to look for advice for people that already made it. They already understand. They can talk to you about why you should not, you know, stop. Why you should not stop believing in yourself. You should believe in yourself. Okay. Now, a lot of people that are successful in life, right? They will understand one thing. That the only person that can make things happen is you. We all have 24 hours, right? But in order for you to make this thing happen, you have to believe in yourself. Why is that? Believing is one of the hardest things ever, right? When it comes to life. Because we really don't understand what is our potential. So we put ourselves so low where it feels like you're surrounded by pillows. It's comfy. And instead of putting yourself into a situation that, and more uncomfortable you are, right, is better for growth. Now, don't ever put or take any opportunity out of the window because you think you cannot make it, okay? That's what you need to make happen. When you are down and you feel that you cannot make that thing happen because you're nervous, afraid, fear's taking over, you have to just come in and just go through it. What will happen is then you're going to realize it was not as big as a deal. And then you start trusting yourself. You will start saying, you know what, it was not that big of a deal. It was not big of a deal. I can do this. So now every time that you have that same emotion, unknown, mystery, dark, you just go through it. You just bash that wall, boom. And then you start noticing, hey, it wasn't that big of a deal. Now you approach life differently. Hey? Self-doubt is when you don't have motivation to be competitive. You wanna just stay on the side. You don't wanna do anything. You wanna be in the little shadow. I'll think about it later. Can I make this thing happen? Can I go here? I don't know. It's not. See, all those things, right, in the end, do contribute to your daily decisions, right? Because this is all decisions in the end of the day, right? Now that we know what's the self-doubt and why it's a terrible thing, this is an emotion that has been cultivated for years by exterior event and maybe process that you never went through, or maybe decisions that you made but you never understood. Maybe in the past you were very good with women. You got with one chick, and all of a sudden all those things, all that confidence went off when you broke up with that chick. Right? Now you self-doubt. You don't think you can pull it off. But then if you realize that back then was all here in your mind, we all have that greatness within us, right? And for me, I'm a Christian, right? If anything is hard enough, right, I would never believe God would never give me something that I cannot handle. Anything that life comes I'll take it because I know life and God know I can handle it. It's just a great opportunity to just move forward. Easy as that. Okay. Even when I feel uncomfortable, when fear want to take over, I want to cry, I want to just go crazy, I still grab that situation, right? Because I trust myself and I don't doubt myself that I can just accomplish whatever's in front of me. If I didn't manage to just get to the goal, hey, let's just make sure that next time I get to that goal. And let's just record that goal, right? Let's take notes. Let's make sure that next time when it comes, I'm better prepared, right? But when it's time to, you know, think about those ideas, right? Think about that routine that you want to do in the morning. Think about the things that you know that you need to do because you doubt yourself, right? We need more action. We don't need more thoughts. We need more action. 3-second rule. One of the best things that I just learned in my early journey of this thing. 3-second rule. You just don't think about it. You just go with it. And then through the process, you will figure it out. That's how you eliminate doubt. Doubt is just a lack of action. So you have lack of action, you have no confidence. But as soon as you start making a decision or making an action, right? Now doubt start becoming less. Because in the end of the day, it's just that we just don't trust ourselves to just make a decision. Therefore, we don't trust ourselves to make any decision. We see no results. Now that, by the years, okay, create a reality that inside your heart is not the outcome that you wanted, right? But you just leave it as it is. Does that make sense? Okay. Don't be trapped. You can make this thing happen. More importantly, you might be alone this journey. That's okay. Okay. But it all starts from you making this, the first step. It doesn't matter how far that first step is. You know what? That first step needs to be as ugly as it is. Make it ugly. Doesn't need to be beautiful. Ugly. So before I started doing my podcast, I came for work, right? I start practicing piano. I just sit down and start playing the ski. Because I know I start thinking, right? I start doubting myself, right? So I don't want that. So I just shut my mind and start playing those keys. And that's it, right? I don't make any room for my mind to decide whether I need to just play the instrument or not. Reading, the same thing. I just sit down and read whatever I can, 2 to 10 pages. I don't allow my mind to just go through it. In the morning, make sure I do my apps. I don't allow my mind to just determine what I need to do or not. Motivational information, motivational audio in the morning, even when my mind said no. Sometimes when I don't do it, my wife does it, put the motivational video on the background, and I really love that. I really appreciate that. In the morning, making that bed right away, even my body, stuff like that, doesn't believe that, hey, this might be not the right thing. This might be not the right thing. Making the podcast, this might be not the right thing. Yeah, just leave it for tomorrow, right? Yeah, just leave it for later. The procrastination. No. Every decision that I have every day, right, is a space for me to just doubt myself. And I don't allow that to happen. The more I can quiet my mind, the better. And you should just start thinking as well, like that. It's important for us to understand that this is just one life. One life that we need to make it happen. Time passes, we cannot just get it back. Okay? All these things have a minimum. All these things have a reason why we get the results that we get. And for me, right, giving you this information regarding why you need to stop doubting yourself and make it happen, I just call it a call for action. Because a lot of these things can change for you if you just take action. Action, and then when things get a little bit rough, hey, you will figure out later. You'll figure out, hey, maybe it's not on the left. Hey, maybe it's not on the right. Maybe it's in the middle. But the only thing you can control is taking that first step. Step to greatness. Maybe your fight is not the same as mine. Maybe everything you start doubting on yourself because you really have a bad experience, right? And now your confidence is so low that you cannot pick up yourself from it. But guess what? That's your starting point. Maybe reading something can help you. Maybe listening to a motivational video can help you. Maybe going to therapy, which is very recommended, can help you. Maybe all these things slowly can help you. Right? Maybe getting a job that pays you a little bit higher, but you don't think you can get it, might help you. Hey, at least try. At least shoot your shot. What are they going to tell you? No? Hey, if they're going to tell you no, make it. Make it a reality that it's a no instead of what if. Get the no. Maybe next time you'll be like, you know what? Now I'm not afraid that you keep applying for this kind of job. Let me apply for 100 of them and see which one say yes. That's how I resolve it. I just apply for 100 of them. Whoever tell me yes, we go with it. Let's see what happens. I applied for 100. 10 of them responded. I can negotiate at least. And at least 2 of them will offer me a job. Now I can just negotiate from those 2. See which one is better. But I know that I have a skill. I know I have things that I can put in the table. And the companies can just benefit from it. All those things, right, come from life's experience of making things happen instead of just sitting down and you're wishing for things to happen. This was episode 111 from the Piafa Music Podcast. Stop doubting yourself and make it happen. Make sure that you like and subscribe. If you're watching the podcast on YouTube, Rumble, and BitChute, hey, just make sure that you like and subscribe to the channel. Really, I'm going to really appreciate you listen to the podcast in Anchor.fm. Make sure you support. It does not have to be in Anchor alone. You can just listen to the podcast in Spotify, iHeartRadio. What was the other one? Apple Podcasts, iTunes, Google Podcasts, Google Play, Stitcher. There's a bunch of them. You can listen to the podcast as well. For me, this is your host, Pablo Ruiz Vargas. With this, I'm going to say goodnight. I'm out.